Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I have got a movie to make. This is episode 25 of 36 or so episodes of Loaded for Bear. Let's make this movie. I think I did that right. I don't know. It's been a day. It's been a week. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a few weeks, but I have some exciting news to report. As you're hearing this, we are on location shooting the short. That's not what it's called. It's called Loaded for Bear. Jesus. And I got to tell you, I have one last harrowing tale for you, but that's all behind me. It's all behind us. It's all going to happen. Well, at least we have the tools. We have everything in place, and we can shoot 9 hours from now. And that did not look like that would be the case earlier today. So I equate it producing a movie, especially one where you're trying to make everything right. Every independent movie is like this in one way or another. I think some are a little tougher than others, but at around 1:30 this afternoon, October 19th, I was made aware that our insurance certificates, they're called CERTs, COIs, Certificates of Insurance, and they're very, very important in making movies. And I've dealt with them before. I've had many insurance policies on all the shorts and groupers, obviously, and it's something I'm somewhat familiar with. And we were getting quotes months ago, and we ended up using another production company's like large policy and renting that out, which is okay. It's all above board. It costs a lot still. And then we had to get a separate policy for location and for trucks. And that cost quite a bit of money as well. And then we're going to use one or both or one or the other or both to get the package from Panavision. The packages, the two camera packages that Mickey is using, that the production is using to shoot Loaded for Bear the short tomorrow. And I saw the final, a number of what it would cost to replace these packages. And it's a lot. Like I was saying to you guys earlier, that it was a lot of money. And I have an exact amount or thereabouts, close. We're going to have $1.8 million of equipment that we're using on the shoot, which is insane. And today at around 1:30, Panavision let me know, hey, we got your packages all ready to go. However, the insurance cert that you sent over does not cover the right amount. It's less than what we're giving you. And they had a bunch of other requirements, which is fine. I mean, because it's got to be covered, right? But there was some kind of breakdown in communication, and we had to scramble, and we had to call our insurance company, and we had to get other things in order. And one of my producers, Robert, he was in a business meeting and could not be made available, and they needed things from him, and he wasn't available till 3:00. And then there was a whole thing with the truck and where it's, because we're going to load the truck tonight, and then the truck was going to be on the Panavision lot, but they're like, that's not good enough. It has to be like inside of a house somewhere. And I'm like, how does a truck go inside a house? And they're like, you need to have it on a bonded lot. And none of this happened with groupers. And Mickey doesn't understand why it's happening on this one and not, and didn't happen on groupers. I think the things have become more stringent. There's no bonded lots in Los Angeles, which I found out by calling all around and hearing numerous times that there's no bonded lots. So we're looking at hiring a security guard, a bonded security company that could stand by the truck at Panavision, because the insurance company, the underwriter, wouldn't write up. They wouldn't accept it with it being on Panavision's lot, because so long story short, we got all the information that they needed in at, and then back to us at 4:58, I think is when the email came in. And you know, they're going home at 5. They might have stayed 10, 15 minutes after, but if there's any other holdup, we would not have had it. We might have got it tomorrow, but it would have been after they open at 9. We begin production at 7. We begin shooting at 9 a.m. if we're lucky. So it would have really cost us. And that was, you know, a whole lot of pacing. And I equate it to sitting at a blackjack table if you're producing. And you're getting phone call and text and email after email and phone call and text. And they just come in one after the other after the other. And it's like a blackjack table where you get a good hand, a bad hand, a bad hand, a good hand, another good hand, bad hand. And it's like at some point you want to just get up and be like, all right, I'm good. Let's just leave it at that. But you can't when you're doing this. It's just one hand after another until finally you get everything in place. So we just barely got everything in place. And I'm talking to Mickey and he's like, I've been telling you it's going to be almost $2 million of gear the whole time. And I'm like, I know, but I thought that you had taken a look at the certs. So I was like upset with him. And he was like, I'm not too worried about it, buddy. He loves watching me squirm a little bit. And he always has something in place. He said, I had a friend who had a camera package that we could have gone with as a plan B. But even that would have screwed everything up because we wouldn't have been able to shoot half as fast as we're going to have to shoot tomorrow. So I would have had to rewrite the script and pare it down somehow. And I don't even know where I begin. So we're good. We're good. We got everything we need. We have the grip truck. We have 3, maybe 4 gaffers. We have assistant camera guys all over the place. We are ready to shoot 2 days in one, essentially. And last count, there's going to be upwards of 78 people on set that are working or acting or both or, you know, or supervising in one way or another. I don't even know if we counted our Film LA guy. And so there might be about 80 people there in the middle of the day. And I feel really confident in the work that I've done with the actors so far and all the back and forth. Of course, you always want more time, but I was with my lead, John Kapalos, and his office down there at the Wiltern just, was that last night? Yeah, it was last night. And we worked for a couple hours. We were getting into it too. It was good. Like we were rolling up our sleeves and kind of getting heated a little bit. Talked a little bit about on the after disaster, but it was all really, really good stuff. Like we're pretty comfortable with each other where we can kind of get after it a little bit. Cause we don't have a whole lot of time and we're not like worried about hurting each other's feelings. And yeah, it's really, really great. And now it all just comes down to tomorrow. And when you do all the work leading up to it, it should kind of fall into place. There's going to be a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of work and a lot of challenges tomorrow. But because of all the prep, you're prepared and you're ready to do what you got to do. And that's just guide it through the day the way that it's never going to be what it is in my head. And that's something that I learned early on in film school. Like you're lucky if you can get 60% of the way there. And that doesn't always mean that it's worse. It's just different. But a lot of that's going to be going on tomorrow. I'm going to be directing. So most people I've ever directed, I'm going to have to give direction to 26 people on camera. And there's 4 more that don't have lines, but I'm still going to give direction to. So close to 30 people are going to be getting direction. And in some scenes I'm going to be directing upwards of like 12 people at once. Now, assistant directors work with the background talent, but these guys aren't background talent. I went out of my way to make sure that my born act players aren't background. They all have lines and things to do. And if there's 3 of them don't have lines right now, but they're still part of like a chant or something where everyone's saying something at once in their own way. So everyone has a voice in this thing. And I get goosebumps just talking about it and thinking about how great it's going to be. And thank all of you just for listening along and for passing it along to people that you think might be interested. I've been saying all along, I think this thing really, really is worthwhile. And you guys, since I did my last show where I was, you know, furious with Film LA and, you know, you guys have, so many of you have come up and given big. And I keep getting texts from other producers, like, have you been on the site? And people are giving. So it really helps with the stress and everything. Because I know that we'll be able to raise the money, even from people who've never heard of me or anything I do. People, you know, beyond this audience, when we can show what we're doing and get out there to show it to more people and get more people's, you know, hearts and minds involved. But in the meantime, you guys are the ones who are, you know, allowing it to happen and get to this level. So I can't tell you how much that means to all of us. Like, we're all just, for lack of a better term, we're just touched that you guys already see it just by hearing us talk about it. We've shown you very little visual representation. Mike actually sent, he put together a clip, a cut of the class. And I had a couple things that I wanted to change because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And instead of just putting it up to show all you guys, I have had it on the to-do list for so long and I haven't made some adjustments. And I should have probably just put that up. You know what? I'm going to do that right now so you guys can have an idea of what we're... It's a super cut that Mike did of Mary's class with some of the interviews. Brock is in there. He's in the short. Mary's in the short, obviously. A lot of our Born to Act players are in the short. If you look closely, you can see me and Atticus in there. I'm always having Mike, you know, shoot around me because I just don't want to be a part. I don't want it to be like, hey, look at me. I'm a volunteer. It just seems too, you know, self-aggrandizing because I have so much pride in being a volunteer at this place, but I don't want to like turn the camera on me. There's enough great volunteers there that I don't have to put the camera on me. That's the greatest thing about, you know, directing is in writing is like you can be represented by not being on camera. And I love that side. Anyways, what am I doing? I'm proselytizing. Is that the right word? I don't know, guys. I need to get some sleep. I'm going to have hopefully 6 hours of good solid sleep. And then I'm going to work at a job that I like doing more than any other job that I've ever done, short of maybe the work that I did at that group home for intellectual and developmentally delayed adults that I did back in the 90s, long, long time ago. God, that was great. But tomorrow's gonna be the closest thing to the best job that I've ever had, and I just love directing, even though it's not technically a job because I'm paying to do this still, but getting closer to breaking even thanks to all of you guys coming up big. So thank you. Good night. I will check in with you probably Monday. The way that we got around the overnight truck thing, I should end with, and I'm not going to read the names because I only have 8 names of the most recent people that gave, and there's more of you than that, so I will sort that out. And read off more recent names once I get in touch with my entertainment to effect change guy. But that's not the point. The point is the way we got around the unsupervised truck overnight thing is it just won't be unsupervised. We have some great people. Brady, who is one of my associate producers, he was my assistant director on a bunch of the shorts. Friend of mine, and just such a he's like whatever you need, he's just a soldier, he's down for the cause, like he loves movies and he loves helping make them. Everybody owes favors to Brady, and I'm definitely one of them. I owe him a few favors, but he's showing up at Panavision with a truck that he's providing, and he and a couple other guys, a couple of the camera assists, are loading the truck an hour before we were supposed to originally load it, and then they're driving straight to the set to get there by 7, so they're going to be up around 5 a.m loading the truck, and then myself, Brady, and whoever else is still standing after the shoot's over at 10 are going back to Panavision about 45 minutes from location and offloading the $1.8 million of gear off the big cube truck into Panavision's back loading docks. But that was a workaround, and they allowed us to take the gear with that promise. So, all right. Thank you very much, everyone, for making this a reality. And yeah, I will where do I put the video? I guess I'll just put it on Anderson Cowan. Like, yeah, where you're seeing this video, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll put a link if I'm still awake in 20 minutes when I can do it. All right, I'm sorry, rambling. All right, thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that because you're already listening to a podcast.